Welcome to CSR, Checking Student Radio. Your hosts today are Alex,
Lila,
and Raina.
On September 28 and 29, 2017, the fourth grade traveled to the Tsongas Museum in Lowell, Massachusetts. We wanted to know why it was important for us to participate in this field trip, so we talked to our teacher, Mrs. Atkinson. We hope you enjoy our chat with our teacher.
For the past several years, the fourth grade students go to the Tsongas Museum in Lowell, Massachusetts. We wondered why we visit this historic museum. Mrs. Atkinson explained.
We're going to the Tsongas Museum in Lowell in fourth grade because we study immigration. And at the Tsongas Museum, we can take a look at how different immigrants came to Lowell way back when and how it impacted their lives.
We wondered why the whole fourth grade couldn't go to the museum on the same day. Mrs. Atkinson informed.
So we can all go on the same day simply because we have about 100 kids and we can only do two programs of 30 each. So in order to do that, and it's a day-long program, so in order to do that, we have to split ourselves into two different days.
What will we find in the museum? At Lowell, we queried, she remarked.
So you're going to find a lot of different things at the museum, but I think one of my favorite parts is when we actually see the weaving machines. And we go into the weave room, and you get to kind of walk through and see what it was like for the mill girls way back when they had to work in there.
We heard about our field trip. We wanted to know if the teachers are the only chaperones, she stated.
So teachers are the only chaperones, and that's because that's what the museum asks for. I think they think it helps to kind of control the situation and control our time there when teachers are the only ones who attend. So that is part of the thing that we think about when we book it, is who else from the school can go as a chaperone.
Students always seem to be hungry. We thought about lunch. We didn't know where would we eat, Mrs. Atkinson replied.
So in the museum, there's actually a lunchroom, and so we'll be eating lunch in the museum at different tables, and when we get there, they'll tell us exactly where to sit.
As we got closer to our field trip, we were curious to know how long we would be there. Mrs. Atkinson commented.
Well, the field trip, we leave school about 8:30 to 8:45, and then it's pretty much the entire day, and we get back on the bus about 1:30 to come back to school.
We were surprised to learn that teachers were the chaperones since the parents in third grade were also the chaperones.
We thought that it was strange that we didn't have the whole fourth grade go on the same day, but we understood why after visiting the museum.
There just isn't enough room for 100 students.
We liked playing parts of an immigrant process through Ellis Island, showing our passports and saying hello in our formal language, also going through security.
Thank you for joining us.